All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this review is for the Lego Movie 2, the second part. It's directed by Mike Mitchell. The writers are Phil Lord and Chris Miller and a couple other people, and it stars Chris Pratt, Elizabeth Banks, and Will Arnett. And the synopsis is, it's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens are facing a new threat. The movie begins with Emmett walking through town, and this is in the aftermath of the original Lego Movie. If you've seen that, it also deals with the real world and how that affects Legos. So this has some of that. He and Lucy are in a relationship. He wants to settle down in this instance of the world. The world is more or less Mad Max. He builds a house out in the middle of the desert, and she realizes that she doesn't want to settle down and wishes that Emmett would change. While all this is happening, some aliens come through, start wrecking shop. They're trying to figure out what the aliens want. Emmett also has been having visions of something called 515. So when the aliens come, they state that they want them to attend the wedding that is at 515. And they also want the fiercest warriors on the Lego planet. So when they don't necessarily agree, Lucy gets kidnapped. Emmett has to go find her to also stop Armageddon. And that's kind of where we'll stop. So I had a feeling that this movie was going to be the way that it is. It's really not about much. And you're just sitting there waiting for the movie to end. So the twist of the movie kind of has a branching universe theory. I will say that the animation is fine, but they perfected this animation style in several movies. And probably my favorite of those have been the first Lego Movie and Lego Batman. And the other ones have been just the same type of writing comedy. Very quick, witty comedy, and it's just not really where that it needs to be. And eventually they go all in with Batman in this movie because they do poke fun at, since this is a Warner Brothers movie, some of the DCEU universe, so there's also two versions of Aquaman. But they do go all in on Batman, and like that's not funny anymore. It was funny in the first Lego Movie. It was funny in the Lego Batman movie. Now it's just ran its course. They need to do something else. Tiffany Haddish shows up in the movie, and I think she's kind of overplayed, but she does do an okay job. It has a connection to Batman, so it was okay. The songs weren't very great in the movie. It also reminded me a little bit of the My Little Pony movie. Maybe that movie was probably better than this one. And it also does the same thing where it does translate over into the real world, and the story that the real world has is not even great like the first movie. And ultimately, this could have been a direct-to-DVD or direct-to-video movie rather than being a wide-release movie. And it shows because they do put out a lot of direct-to-home Lego movies. So there's been several Marvel superheroes or Wonder Woman or Justice League-type things that are all Lego movies. But the thing is that some of those are better than this movie. And again, this movie is not about much. So I was sitting in there, I was like, hey, this just can't be the plot. And it's not to a point where it's difficult to follow or anything, but you kind of see where it's going. It does that. Then there's really no stakes, no consequences. And then the movie ends. And it's not terrible. It's not bad, but I'm going to give it a 5. It is not better than the first movie. It is not better than Lego Batman. And I had also seen the Ninjago movie. I would probably say it might be on the level of that, but that's a 5, Lego Movie 2. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.